Thank you. With that, we'll take up testimony on House Bill 1020.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Randy Moses, Division of Insurance. House Bill 1020 does a couple of different things. The first one is basically a housekeeping thing, and that is to change the record-keeping requirement on these delivery receipts for individual health policies and life policies to 5 years, which is consistent with the direction we're going. And, in fact, you'll see another bill, in fact, the next one, to further that process. We've already done it in some areas, such as agent licensing, and this and the other piece of legislation would complete that process. But there's another important reason why we're bringing this this bill up, and that deals with what happens when an agent actually delivers the policy by hand and doesn't mail it out by certified mailer, etc., and what they're required by statute to sign what's called a delivery receipt. And what we found is those delivery receipts sometimes weren't being filled out, sometimes policies weren't being delivered, and nobody knew about it because there was no requirement that the insurance company get the delivery receipt and find out if the policy was ever delivered, and if so, when. And so therefore there was no, first of all, no idea when if the policy was delivered, and if it was delivered, you wouldn't know when the free look period started and when the free look period ended. And I think we were really came to light when we did an examination on an agent who had left a particular company and found a whole drawer full of policies and delivery receipts, and nobody knew who had what coverage, so it took quite a long time to sort through everything and try to figure out who should have had coverage and who didn't, and etc. So what this bill would correct that problem by requiring the agent, once they do a hand delivery, to get that delivery receipt onto the insurance company so the insurance company knows the policy's been delivered and when it was delivered, so they know exactly when the free look period starts and ends. So that's really what this bill is about, and I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Thank you, Randy. Are there any other proponents? Any other proponents? If not, are there any questions of Randy? Representative Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Randy, on page 2, line 2, says that the producer shall forward the delivery receipt to the insurer. Why would they send it to the insurer?
Just exactly what I was saying is the agent, which is the producer. I should have used the more appropriate lingo, but.
If I take out an insurance policy, I'm the insured, am I not?
That's correct. There's already a requirement that the insured sign off on the delivery receipt that they got it. So that happens. What we're saying is the signed delivery receipt, after they get it, the agent gets it. They deliver the policy. The insured signs off on the delivery receipt that they got the policy. That signed delivery receipt is what we want to go back to the insurance company so they can keep track.
Should it say signed delivery receipt to the insurer?
I wouldn't object to that. I think that would be a clarification.
If I might, Mr. Chairman.
You might?
It looks to me as if the agent, the producer, obtains the delivery receipt, and then the producer shall forward the delivery receipt to the insurer. It appears to me it should forward the signed delivery receipt to the insurer.
I would concur that.
Are you offering an amendment?
Yes, I'll move that on page 2, line 2, line 16, and on page 3, line 8, and line 22.
That's after the word the, forward the.
Forward the
signed
delivery receipt to the insurer. It just clarifies it for me.
Everybody understand the motion?
Mm-hmm. I just have a question about line 2.
Line 2 on page 2, is that a spot where you also want signed?
Yeah, he said.
Well, he had the page down further.
As I see it, there's four places. Is that, am I reading that correctly?
Yes.
A motion for amended. Is there a second? It's been seconded by BJ. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor? Say
aye.
Amendment passes. Any other questions? Yes. Representative Olson, excuse me.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Randy, I've been on Commerce for 10 years and you used a term I've never heard before. At first, I thought you said free love, and I was going to go into the insurance business, but then I thought you said the free luck period. What is that?
I'm sorry, free look period.
Free look. Okay.
That's the time period that, for instance, on some policies it's 10 days, others it's 30, where you have a period of time in which to look over the policy, and if you reject it, you get your full refund or premium during that free look period.
Representative Madsen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Randy, we just amended the bill in lines 2, 16, well, you know where we did. Page 2, line 2, line 16, 3, line 8, and line 22. Do we need to make the drafting kind of jive a little better? Does signed delivery receipt need to be added in the preceding lines? For instance, in line 1, does it need to say if a producer obtains the signed delivery receipt, the producer shall forward the signed delivery receipt? Are we making something incongruent if we add signed in one part of that but not the other?
I would think it would be clear, but I don't think it would hurt it to insert it in both places.
Okay. And I've got one other question for you, too. I see that on page 2 in line 19, Health Maintenance Organization, HMO, is added as well.
Yes.
Could you just briefly, for at least my own edification, tell us why?
I got looking at the laundry list of companies and recognizing that although it's not, most of them do not, there is at least one HMO who sells individual health policies, and this is an individual section of the individual health insurance chapter 5817, so that's why they were added.
Any other questions? If not, are there any opponents to House Bill 1020? Opponents? Seeing none, we'll close the committee to public testimony and discussion and or action. Representative Broderick.
Concerning Representative Madsen's comments, do you want to just incorporate that suggested change in my amendment? There is some continuity there, so it would be all right with me.
Everybody understand what's going on?
Yeah, but I think it's redundant.
I don't, if I might, agree with Representative Peterson on the.
You might.
Because in the first section, number 1 on line 7, it says, if the policy is delivered by the insurance producer, a receipt shall be signed by the policy owner. So there's nothing wrong with having signed in there. And if we're going to be consistent, then it should state that on line 2 to require certain signed delivery receipts to be forwarded to the insurer, in my opinion.
That's correct. And on line 6 on page 2, it repeats that.
Okay.
And on line 22. Any other concern? Any further discussion? If not, we are ready for action. Representative Madsen.
I move do pass as amended.
Do pass motion.
Second.
Seconded by Broderick. Any discussion on the motion?
Are we putting a second signed in?
No.
No, okay.
Hearing none, all those in favor of a due pass motion on House Bill 1020 will signify by saying aye. All those opposed will signify by saying nay. And the Secretary will call a roll.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Blinsky.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Madsen.
Aye.
Nesselhoff.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Solem.
Aye.
Valandre. Siebert.
Aye.
Nicanote.
Aye. That what is it? 12 to zip. Do pass. Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move consent.
consent motion by Representative Olson, seconded by Representative Solem. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Our first bill on consent.